can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
We welcome you inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf with Greg Cosell of NFL Films, senior producer. And Greg, let's talk cornerbacks. So important for the Seahawks in their championship season. Cornerbacks always in high demand. And we start with a guy who sometimes change of scenery can be good for. Aqib Talib in New England really turned his career around.
And Bo, corners are so critical in today's NFL, because if you can get corners that can line up and play man, okay, and especially if they can play what we call cover zero man, where you don't have to give them help. And by the way, Aqib Talib is one of those guys at times, then you have so much for your defense. You can do so many things. And here's Talib, and I remember this game really well. They matched him up on Jimmy Graham almost the entire game when they played the Saints, and I don't remember Graham catching a ball in this game. And Talib can play outside, he can play in the slot, he can play wide receivers, he can play tight ends. He is a really, really good corner who's actually gotten better in his NFL career, because when he came out, you weren't certain as to whether he could truly line up and play press man effectively. He can play press man effectively. And the big question with him, of course, is always character concerns. But as a player, he is really good and should be. If we forget about the character,
right,
he'd be in high demand.
Now we move to Chicago. A veteran guy, a guy who has played at such a high level for a long time, Charles Tillman.
Yeah, and here's Charles Tillman down below. And Charles Tillman has played in a defense that's been very consistent for years and years. A lot of zone, but he plays a lot more man coverage than people might think. He's capable of playing press man. He's not just a zone corner. So my guess is at this point in his career, I would think he'd be back with Chicago. But, hey, you never know. He's big. He's matched up really well, for instance, over the years to Calvin Johnson. He's gotten the better of Calvin Johnson because of his size and physicality and toughness, and he has played him man-to-man. So you're looking at a corner that he's coming off an injury, but if you believe he has something left, he's a really good player.
Last year, of course, the Eagles signed two corners who ended up starting for them in free agency, Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher. A lot of options again this season. Let's talk about Alteron Verner from Tennessee.
And this kid, a lot of people might not know about. You're going to see him up here. Had a terrific season for the Titans. Both played outside, played in the slot. Again, a smaller corner, great quickness, really good player. He's going to be very interesting in this free agent class, because the trend, of course, everybody wants big and fast. You know, it's interesting with Seattle. Everybody talks about Seattle as if, God, they changed the world. But everybody wants big and fast. Most people don't go to the combine or go to the draft and say, let's look for small, slow corners. Everybody wants big and fast. He's a little shorter, Verner. But Verner is a tough kid, excellent lateral movement, excellent foot quickness, a really good starting corner that gives you versatility because you can play in the slot.
All right, how about Vontae Davis, a guy who was traded from the Dolphins to the Indianapolis Colts? He's a bigger corner. What does he do for
you? He's a press man corner. You see him up here. This is where he likes to play. This is where he played with Indianapolis, a ton of press man, and he's good at it. He's fast. He has great speed. He's a press man corner. Once in a while gets beat. You know, press man corners, for the most part, once in a while they get beat. That happens. But he's aggressive, he's feisty, and that's what he is. He's a press man corner. You can feel good about lining him up that way.
Now, if you take a look at that super productive Seahawks defense, it's tough to evaluate a guy like Walter Thurman. Was he a function of being successful because of the defense, or was he a good player on his own?
Yeah, he's a slot player. He's also played outside when they've had injuries. But I think as people look at him as a projection in free agency, he'll be a slot corner. And again, what's the value of slot corners? You could argue that value is increasing with the greater proliferation of three wide receiver sets. But I think Walter Thurman is a solid player. I don't think he's a guy you look at and say, there's a great slot corner. But he's a good player, and I think he's an aggressive. You know, you play with that team, And you sort of channel the mentality of the whole team. Aggressiveness, tenacity, that's the way he played with Seattle. You have a big decision to make with a guy like Walter Thurman as to what he is for you and how he fits with your team.
Well, how about a big, tall, and versatile cornerback, Chris Cook from the Vikings.
Yeah, you're going to see him in the slot here. He's a guy, again, you get back to the big corners. He's over 6 feet. He's about 215 pounds. You know, he's a guy you look at, and you'd like to think of him as a really good corner. He doesn't always play to his size and length. But the talent is there. Now, he's had some off-the-field concerns as well, which, again, you must factor that into any free agent discussion. But when you're looking for big corners who can move, Chris Cook is one of those guys. So do you sign him for big dollars? You want to feel you can line him up against a lot of the bigger receivers. That's the trend in the NFL. And each year you look at the draft class, receivers seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger, or there's certainly more bigger receivers. So a Chris Cook becomes in greater demand.
All right, the final cornerback we're going to look at came out of the U as a receiver and ended up playing early and often for the Green Bay Packers, Sam Shields.
And I like Sam Shields. Sam Shields, what they did this year with him because they had so many injuries is there were times they lined him up man-to-man on the opposition's best receiver. I remember early in the season he matched up to A.J. Green and did a terrific job playing man-to-man against A.J. Green. He's done that. Now, again, he's a guy that every once in a while gets burned because he likes to play press. He's aggressive. You can get him with double moves at times. But I think Sam Shields, for a guy who went to college as a receiver, has evolved over time and become a very solid NFL starting corner.
All right. Well, a lot of options for you if you're shopping for a cornerback in free agency. Greg Cosell breaks it down, as always, here inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.